For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Teachers at Westmount High wore black to the first day of high school on Monday. They say they're in mourning for, quote, the inevitable deaths that will come as a result of students resuming in-person classes. Earlier in January, Education Minister Jean-Francois Roberge announced new measures in schools to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to protect the mental health of students otherwise out of school. In a statement, the teachers say they, quote, fail to understand how the challenges their students face could be given priority over the lives of Quebecers. Meanwhile, for students taking their courses at home, there's a new problem in sight. Eye issues are on the rise, according to a recent report in CTV News. The Quebec Association of Optometrists say more time in front of screens is causing young people to develop problems. Problems, they say, that are expected in adults with office jobs, where it's more common to spend long periods of time at a computer. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hi, you're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Stephanie Saretsky, and I will be your host for the next hour. Just a comment on the news that just played, which sometimes I like to do, is about the eye problems. I feel that I had very bad eye strain this past fall and had to get my first pair of glasses from sitting in front of the computer for 8 hours a day with no breaks because, you know, in an office setting, you get up, you go to the water. Oh my gosh, I almost said water fountain. We don't have water fountains. You go get coffee or you go to the bathroom or you're talking to people. When you have an issue, you're actually talking to someone in person instead of just staring at the computer screen all the time. Or if you have meetings, the meetings are in person. They're not in front of a Zoom call. So yeah, I ended up having to get glasses, computer glasses with the blue light reflector, and they've helped a lot. There was a period of about a month where I couldn't look at the screen or read after work, which was very difficult for me. And actually, yeah, I got them the week I started back at the radio station, which was cool. So yeah, it does not surprise me that students and adults alike are having eye problems. It's tough life out there right now. But enough of that. On to the music. I've got some new singles today that I'm going to start off the show with. One new song from one of my favorites, Julian Baker. And every single time Julian Baker music comes out, I'm always super sad because at one point I was actually supposed to go see Julian Baker at Fairmount when she was in Montreal to play a long time ago, I want to say like 2016, but I wasn't able to go, and I still kick myself every day for not being able to go see her live. But this song is off her upcoming album. Her third album is going to be out February 15th, so I'm very much looking forward to it. This song is called Hardline. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
già di meno. Dimmi se non mi perdona.
'cause when love's around.
Looking to become bilingual or promote bilingualism in Canada? Look no further. Apply for the Odyssey or Explore program for the chance to improve your French or help young people improve their English. You'll immerse yourself in another region's language and culture, make new friends, and have experiences that will stay with you forever. Many people say the Odyssey and Explore programs have changed their lives. To find out more or to apply, visit EnglishFrench.ca. Programs funded by the Government of Canada.
I did the Explore program back in the day. Guess you could say it changed my life because I'm still here. Haha. I do love that the website is called EnglishFrench.ca, though. That's just chef's kiss, straight to the point. What are you going to do? Learn English or learn French? Go to EnglishFrench.ca. Love it. But in all seriousness, yeah, in 2008, summer of 2008, I went up to Trois-Pistoles, a small town on the Saint-Laurent River up north, and it was wonderful. It's a beautiful place. I learned a lot. You get kicked out if you speak English, so you really have to speak French, and it was great because I was in a region where nobody spoke English or very, very little English, so it was an excellent experience if you're listening to this and you qualify. So if you aren't people in my circle, which means you're probably over 30, actually, no, there was a 30-year-old when I was there, but it's very rare because otherwise you have to pay for it. But if you're under a certain age and if you're a student, it's free. Anyways, great experience, but, or maybe, who knows, maybe you're a student and you're listening to this show, then yeah, you should definitely do it. And then I love that you're listening because I guess, you know, this is a university radio station. So great. Love to have you here. Anyways, moving on. I just have so much commentary today on the nudes and the ads. So great. Love it. Before that, you heard When Love's Around by Zayn featuring Sid. And I love this choice for the duet. I'm a huge Zayn fan, always have been. And I love Sid, obviously. And I think it's a really interesting pairing because if you listen to the song, so say maybe old One Direction fans, they listen to this and they think it's, you know, a typical duet, love duet, but because Sid is very, very much a gay, it actually makes the song even more interesting because, you know, if they were to do a music video or if you know this, then they're actually singing not to each other, but to two separate people, maybe the same person, maybe they're poly, we don't know, they could be in a tripod, love it. Love that, Zayn, When Love's Around. Before that, we heard a new song from Billie Eilish featuring Rosalia, who Rosalia played her album a lot last year. It was one of my favorite up-tempos, and it's actually for a special episode of Euphoria, which I haven't really watched, but I think that's kind of interesting that people are producing songs specifically for episodes of television. I think it shows how TV has really grown as a medium beyond movies, which is kind of cool. And then before that was Lana Del Rey, the OG, Sad Girl Songs, icon, but have to say that song is a massive bummer. I had listened to it previously, and then when I had it on tonight, I was just like, man, I wish I hadn't put this in here, but hey, Chemtrails Over the Country Club, also the title of the album, you know, wouldn't have picked that, but hey, Lana, you do you, girl. Okay, up next, moving out of the new brand new singles, this is a song from the band Big Thief, who I'm huge fans of. Actually, all four of them are Berklee School of Music graduates, which I hadn't known, which is kind of interesting. See what you can figure out when you go to school for music. Haha. Okay, so this song is called Two Hands, and you're listening to it on Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is how it feels to be in love. This is life from above. There's no books anymore. I'm bound to that summer
I love that song so much. It's so cinematic. It's one of those songs that every time I hear it, I just immediately start planning out where in a film I would put it, or the music video itself. When I was a teenager, I used to make a lot of movies, or like home movies, and by a lot I say, you know, a couple. Me and my friends would do it. It's a, you know, in university and things like that, and it's definitely something that I've stopped doing, but something that I really enjoy. But you know, it's not an easy hobby to make videos or movies or things like that, but that I love music like that. It just completely tells a story of, to me, the song is very much like struggle. You know, you're in the like depths of despair, but then when that violin starts and we move into the second half of the song, it's like, you know, you're running, you're towards something better, or you know, very Pride and Prejudice 2005, walking through the fields in the morning mist kind of deal, but you know, a bit more hardcore because it's Wise Blood. So again, that was Wise Blood with the song Movies. Recently, she was heavily involved in the Tim Heidecker album Fear of Death, which came out in 2020. She sang on all 12 of the tracks and actually co-wrote two of them and received a co-producer credit. So she's still active, just like not on her own currently. This last album came out in 2019 and it's great. Love it. And actually, you know, to join that together, it actually performed with Lana Del Rey at the Hollywood Bowl in 2019. So bringing it all together here on Maiden Voyage. Coming up next, okay, where are we at? It's 8:33 p.m. Hope you all are enjoying the music so far, getting cozy, have a nice drink. I myself have my bubbly water. Let me know what you're doing. Also, if you do have any requests for tonight, I could potentially slot one in the latter half of the show. You can text me at 514-848-7471. That is the phone number to the station, but I will get the texts here. Or you can just tell me how you're feeling. You know, love to chat. Love to feature you guys on the show. So what I'm going to play next is a song by Wet. It's called You're the Best. And it's dedicated to all of you lovely listeners right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
I notice when you hold me, I still feel lonely, lonely when you hold me. All I know, I can't focus on these arms around me. Think of how you found me in those arms, so large and dark and holding on. All I know.
But baby, you're the best.
Kate Bullinger with the song Je Reviens à Toi, and we have a request coming in. So this song is The Joke by Brandi Carlile, and this is for Katie. Thanks for sending in your request, Katie. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Nervous, aren't you, boy? With your quiet voice and impeccable style. Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them discouraged, don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak
can then displace you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared.
Just a bad dream. I hope it's-
That was Sleater-Kinney with the song Modern Girl off of their album The Woods, which came out in 2005. It was their major label debut on Sub Pop. So massive throwback there. But one of the bands that I used to play all the time at the first iteration of Maiden Voyage. And before that, you heard Girl in Red with the song Something New, which I love every single time because it's a song off of the Moomin soundtrack, which I find hilarious. And actually, fun fact, the way Gen Z on TikTok and all these apps now ask if someone is a lesbian is by asking if they listen to Girl in Red. So now you got a tip. And then before that was Sad Dream from Sky Ferreira, which came out in 2012 off of her first EP, and then she released her first album Nighttime My Time, and then never released anything after that. She's had one single in 2019 and then just never released her second album, which is too bad because she was one of my early favorites and a favorite around CJLO. She was had potential, and sadly that never came to fruition. But it's 8:55 here in lovely snowy Montreal. It's been lovely spending this time with you. I think I'm only going to have time for one more song. And unfortunately, with the viewfinder that I have on my computer, I don't actually know how long this next song is. So I'm hoping that it's going to be done within 5 minutes, but I'm pretty sure. We're going to finish the episode off with a song by Cat Power. It's called Stay. Depending on how long it is, maybe I'll have time to say another quick bye here at the end. But if not, until next week, this is Cat Power here on Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay. Want you to stay round and around and around and around we go. See the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving.
live without you. It takes me all away. I want you to stay.